Senate will be in order. There's business in the well. The secretary will read.
Mr. President, the House has on October 28, 2021, adopted the following resolution. House Concurrent Resolution 13, a concurrent resolution for business, the second extraordinary session of the 2021 legislative session.
Chair recognizes Senator from Polk, Senator Whitburg.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I request unanimous consent to consider House Concurrent Resolution 13 regarding the business for the extraordinary session.
Senator from Polk, Senator Whitburg asks unanimous consent to immediately consider House Concurrent Resolution 13. Hearing no objections, so ordered. The chair recognizes Senator from Polk, Senator Whitburg.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, House Concurrent Resolution 13 establishes the business we will consider for the extraordinary session. If there's no questions, I move House Concurrent Resolution 13.
Is there further discussion on the HCR 13? Seeing none, Senator from Polk moves the adoption of House Concurrent Resolution 13. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. A record has been requested. The Secretary will open the voting system and receive your vote. Dickey votes aye. Chair recognizes Senator from Johnson and Senator Walz.
Please excuse Senator Hogue until he arrives.
Senator Hogue will be excused until he arrives. Celci votes no. Dawson votes aye.
President,
state your point.
Would I be in order for a brief introduction?
Senator, please come to the well. not setting a new precedent here, but we are in an extraordinary session. So with that, Senator Walz, you're in order.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I was just hoping that I could introduce Glenda the Goodwitch, who is on the floor with us today. If you could join me in just giving her a quick round of applause and thanking her for gracing us with her presence today.
Welcome to the Iowa Senate. You just made history. We did an introduction during a vote, so it's great. Every senator voted. Every senator has voted. Secretary, close the voting system. Secretary, lock the voting system. Record votes. Now pay attention to the result of the roll call. Those voting aye, 32. Those voting no, 17. The resolution, having received the majority, is declared to have passed the Senate. Chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whipper.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask unanimous consent to immediately message House Concurrent Resolution 13.
The senator from Polk, Senator Whipper, asks unanimous consent to immediately message House Concurrent Resolution 13. Hearing no objections, so ordered. Senate will stand at ease. Senate will be in order. Chair recognizes Senator Polk, Senator Whitmer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I request unanimous consent to immediately consider Senate File 621 with the Senator from Scott, Senator Smith.
Senator from Polk, Senator Whitmer, ask unanimous consent. Hearing no objection, so ordered. Chair recognizes Senator from Scott, Senator Smith, for opening remarks on Senate File 621.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate File 621 is a bill composed of three redistricting maps, Congressional, State Senate, and State House. It is the second plan proposed by the Legislative Services Agency under Chapter 42. This chamber requested LSA to improve upon the initial plan by addressing concerns of compactness and population deviation. LSA did not address every concern raised with the initial plan. However, the overall improvements on compactness and population deviation seen in Plan 2 align with the standards set in the state constitution and statute. That concludes my opening remarks. And Mr. President, there is an amendment.
There is an amendment. Chair calls up Amendment 3246. Chair recognizes Senator from Scott, Senator Smith, for opening remarks on Amendment 3246.
Thank you, Mr. President. Amendment 3246 to Senate File 621 was prepared by LSA in accordance with Iowa Code Chapter 42, Section 3, Subsection 2, stating, quote, if it is necessary to submit a bill under this subsection, the bill shall be brought to a vote not less than 7 days after the bill is submitted and made available to the members of the General Assembly. Under a procedure or rule permitting no amendments except those of a purely corrective nature, end quote. This amendment makes two corrective changes to Section 2 of the bill addressing the description of House District 9 by adding in the city of Lone Rock, which was omitted, and House District 17 and 23 correcting Union Township to Union County. That concludes my opening remarks on the amendment.
Is there discussion on the amendment? Chair recognizes Senator from Johnson, Senator Walls.
There we go. Thank you, Mr. President. I urge my colleagues to support the amendment.
Seeing no further discussion, Chair recognizes Senator from Scott, Senator Smith, for final remarks on Amendment 3246.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move Senate Amendment 3246 to Senate File 621.
Senator from Scott moves the adoption of Senate Amendment 3246 to Senate File 621. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion prevails. We're now back on Senate File 621 as amended. Is there further discussion? Chair recognizes Senator from Dubuque, Senator Yocum.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, members of the Senate. The decision we make today is going to be with us for the next 10 years. Ed Cook and the LSA staff deserve a big thank you from all of us for the meticulous work they have done in preparing independent and fair redistricting maps for all of us for consideration today. Redistricting has an immense impact on our democracy. It influences who wins elections, who is at the table when laws are considered, and what laws actually pass. It sets the stage to ensure that every vote counts equally. Like Plan 1, Plan 2 meets all of the constitutional requirements and all of the legal law requirements and standards that are laid out in Chapter 42. I don't know if any of you had a chance to review the LSA overview of Map 2, so I'm going to draw attention to page 5 and 7 of this overview. I don't know if any of you opened up your packets and took a look at it or not, but LSA addresses Senate Resolution 9 in their overview. And as you will recall, Iowa law provides that when we are selecting a second proposed map, we must consider reasons, if any, that are provided for the rejection of the first proposed redistricting plan by the General Assembly. And that, of course, was in Senate File 620. And I just want to point out one section that LSA addressed that I think is important for all of us to consider as we prepare to cast a vote for Plan 2. In the resolution, the resolution said, be it further resolved that the Senate requests a second plan implementing the criteria established in Article 3, Section 34 of the Constitution of the State of Iowa and Iowa Code Section 42.4, Sub 4, by submitting a plan that better balances compactness with a legally mandated population deviation. The Legislative Service Agency agrees that both population equality and compactness are to be considered in developing a proposed redistricting plan for congressional and legislative districts. However, the resolution infers that both standards should be granted equal weight, or that compactness should be granted more importance relative to population equality, so long as the, quote, legally mandated population deviation is satisfied. The Legislative Service Agency contends that this inference, if it accurately reflects the intent of the resolution, is not consistent with Iowa Code Section 42.4, the United States Constitution, or the Iowa Constitution. In closing, all I'm going to say is that voters should pick their elected representatives, not the other way around. This plan meets all of our constitutional requirements. It satisfies our law, and I urge a yes vote. Thank you, Mr. President.
Seeing no further discussion, Chair recognizes Senator from Scott, Senator Smith, for final remarks on Senate File 621 as amended.
Thank you, Mr. President. By following the process set out in Chapter 42, we are able to provide Iowans with a more compact and better population balanced districts than what was initially proposed by LSA. Instead of undermining the quote unquote gold standard process by spreading a false narrative of gerrymandering like some in this chamber have done, Iowa Senate Republicans upheld our role and responsibility in this once-in-a-decade requirement to ensure congressional and legislative districts meet both constitutional and statutory standards. Senate File 621 is not a perfect plan and did not address every concern raised with the initial plan. However, it did improve on the average population deviation and some of the compactness measures for the four congressional districts and the 150 legislative districts. With those improvements of compactness and population deviation, in accordance with Iowa's Constitution and statute, Mr. President, I move Senate File 621 as amended and read the last time and placed on its passage.
Senator from Scott moves that Senate File 621 as amended be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Those in favor of the motion say aye. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Secretary will read.
Senate File 621 of the Frank Congressional Legislative District to effect date is being enacted by Johnson, State of Iowa.
Senator from Scott moves that the reading thus far be considered last reading of the bill. Those in favor of the motion say aye. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Is the title agreed to? The title is agreed to. The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of the passage of Senate File 621 as amended will vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Secretary will open the voting system and receive your vote. Driscoll votes aye. Dawson votes aye. Senator Kelker votes aye. Senator Zumbaugh votes aye. Has every senator voted? Every senator has voted. Secretary, close voting system. Secretary, lock voting system. Record votes. And will pay attention to the result of the roll call. Those voting aye, 48. Those voting no, 1. Bill having received the constitutional majority is declared to have passed the Senate, and the title was agreed to. Chair recognizes Senator from Polk, Senator Whitaker.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent to immediately message Senate File 621.
Senator from Polk, Senator Whitaker, ask unanimous consent to immediately message Senate File 621. Hearing no objections, so ordered. Chair recognizes Senator from Polk, Senator Whitaker.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate recess until 2:30.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitaker. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed vote no. Motion prevails. The Senate will recess until 2:30.
Republican caucus immediately in room 22. Republican caucus immediately in room 22.